Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'll just be honest with you guys. I just have to deliver it and maybe we'll discuss what this means. But none of this is good. Spencer Arrighetti, let's start there. As I've said, I feel like I need a every 2 to 3 day update on Spencer Arrighetti since we are looking at a month. Here's the update from Dana Brown, fellas. Still not throwing, all right? Here's my favorite part of it. We'll need to go through a spring training like buildup. Guys, it is May 22nd. When will Spencer Arrighetti get himself back into the rotation? Still not throwing. We'll need to go through a spring training-like buildup.
All-star break. Second half of the season.
That really depends on whenever he starts throwing.
Yeah, that's true.
Because obviously it's one. The one part is you got to wait till the injury heals, because obviously it's on his throwing hand and you can't throw. And then it's a buildup. Like how, because that's what they did to Lance, right? Lance did a spring training-like buildup before he got here. So it took Lance about a month.
Yeah, plus. That's what I was going to say. So probably a month yeah.
And they need his ass.
Oh, yeah.
To be in there. So that's the Spencer Arrighetti one. Yordan Alvarez. Dana Brown on Yordan Alvarez. Still trying to work his way back and working off the tee. Don't think he'll need a rehab assignment. So this one I don't love, because obviously he still has pain and they still haven't allowed him to face, you know, actual pitching or anything off of a tee and soft toss. But if they're saying I don't think he'll need a rehab assignment, and by the way, you know this is the Astros, so you take that how you want to take it, right? Last time they said they didn't think he would need to have imaging, and here we are again 3 weeks away, 3 weeks past since the last time he's played, and he's still... Very much. And Tyler, you hit the nail on the head. You see, this has got some real weird Kyle Tucker feels to it of, yeah, man, no, guys, injury's not that bad. Just ain't running yet.
I got deja vu, man.
Just ain't running yet. So, but to me, if they're saying it doesn't feel like he'll need a rehab assignment, the hope is, Luke, that maybe it is he immediately jumps in whenever the pain goes away and he, you know, gets some bullpen or whatever sessions or whatever, and somebody throws to him, is a simulated game, and he gets back. So hopefully that is where that lands.
Yeah, so hopefully it's a much quicker return. Seems it's been already 3 weeks. I would think you'd want to go see some real live pitching in a game. I know you can simulate that, like you said, in the bullpens or on the field pregame, but when you miss... It's going to be at least like a month. You would think you'd want to go get some real. But anyway.
Go to Corpus or Sugar Land. Why not?
Yeah, go right down the street for a weekend. But it's Yeah, it's concerning. I mean, he said, he still feels the pain when he swings the bat.
Hitting off a tee and soft toss.
Yeah, it was supposed to be short term. Now it's going to be at least a month. I'm with you guys with the whole Kyle Tucker thing. The way this is lingering when we were sold on, it's not a big deal. I originally almost thought it was kind of like a phantom IL when the news first came out. I thought it was almost like a phantom IL just to help him, you know, figure some things out of the play.
Yeah. One of those, maybe one of those Christian Walker needs to go on. Yeah,
exactly.
Linger.
Yeah.
But now here we are. It's going to be over a month. It's this whole thing's been concerning.
Someone on the text line said, what about Blanco? Well, Dana spoke on Ronel Blanco as well, and this one is, no update on him yet. Always a concern when you hear about an elbow. But hoping for the best. He said an update could come later today. That this one does not feel good.
No.
This feels like we're going to Hayden Wisniewski territory here. This one, I am hoping not. But, we know Dana. And Dana, hey, shoot, man, it's all good.
I kept it real. I'm a true professional myself.
It ain't that bad, baby. We all good.
Throw some dirt on it.
My man said, no update on him yet. Always a concern when you hear about an elbow. Hoping for the best. Update later today. Like, how you know you got an update? how you know you got an update? Like, this one feels the most concerning. And most concerning in multiple ways of, one, you could lose Ronel Blanco for a year. Not to mention, Ronel was starting to kind of turn it around to a place of, you felt like you knew you was gonna get yourself a good five or six innings that was going to be around a quality start and give you a chance to win, and that is good for this rotation. But now he's at the very least, Luke going to be on the IL, and it may be worse than this. Make sure, by the way, you're listening to Todd Callis tonight. He may give it away. if the update has not come yet, Todd might slip up.
This is not good.
And say, As he declared, Wisniewski was out for the season about 3 days before it was mentioned. But this is like this one because, like, what's this rotation without Blanco? What are we doing here right now? Well, we got the two big dogs in Hunter and Framber,
and then AAA.
Is that where we are right now?
Pretty much. I mean, who else do you got?
Because then it's Colton Lance. You called him AAA. You're putting Lance AAA.
Yes.
You got Lance.
Yeah.
87-4 innings, Lance. You got Colton Gordon.
Yeah.
Who was the guy that made the start the other night, Tyler? What was his name? Walter.
Brandon Walter.
Brandon. Oh, yeah.
Big
yeah.
Walt. Oh, Walt.
Heisenberg, baby.
Yeah, Gusto.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Gusto.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is, we're getting into. We're getting into Dana Brown and Jim Green having to have conversations soon. That's where we're getting to.
It's not good. At least with the Arrigetti, you feel like you know what it is. Now, this is still dragging on longer than, or will eventually drag on longer than I think we expected. But at least you know what that injury is. And I think that's part of the concern, too, where you don't really know exactly what's going on with Jordan, and you certainly don't know yet what's going on with Blanco. But as you said, anytime you get that news about a pitcher in their elbow, their arm, that's always troubling. But it's still those question marks, like, what exactly is the problem? And then, you know, the more vague they are, the more you wonder. And that was part of the whole thing with Kyle Tucker last year, too. At least Arrigetti, we have clarity that we know what the exact injury is, and you could try to formulate your own timeline. These other two, it's just like,
Arrigetti, you feel like at some point he's going to be back.
Yeah.
And Jordan. Blanco, whew. Mm-hmm. Now it's, but with Arrigetti, it's not soon. Right.
No,
it's
not right
going
now.
To be, if we gotta wait till he starts throwing again, and he's going to have a spring training like buildup, then it's potentially going to be a minute. All right, coming up, I want to play this game. Last time I talked to Luke, he pretty much told you don't mess with that Cam Robinson. Don't mess with that Cam Robinson. You can play along with it. What does the starting offensive line? Who are the five? Week one for the Texans. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.